Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. My last one. Steph, you'll be the one taking the reins. Have fun editing this every single week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm really sad, Mike. Like, you just kind of like gloss over the fact that this is your last one.
I know.
You're leaving me.
I don't know if I'm leaving you.
Okay.
I mean, I am, you know, physically leaving.
Yeah.
And you are part of this as well. So I guess I am kind of leaving you in a way, but it sounds a lot more harsh when you put it your way.
Okay. How would you like to say it?
Mike's leaving.
Mike's leaving. Leaving Fort McMurray.
Yeah. Almost 5 years now. It's been a lot of memories. Yeah. Like, I felt bad because there's, like, so many people you want to say goodbye to, but with COVID, like, I can't really do that.
I know. I was feeling bad, too. You know, we went out for dinner for our last hurrah last night. Of course, to a park outside because there's no restaurants.
Where else
open.
Are we going to go?
And I was like, I feel so honored that we're getting, like, Mike's last night in town.
I'm so glad you didn't call it my last supper. I thought you were going to. I was like, I am not about to be murdered. Please don't.
No, but it just felt like we were kind of the only ones that were allowed to see each other in real life.
Sure.
And that was really sad for me because I thought, you know, you've had 5 years of friendships and 5 years of getting to know people.
Yeah.
And then it's like, see you on social media like you have for the last year.
Well, yeah. And that's kind of how a lot of them have gone. I have a buddy of mine who got COVID, I guess, recently. It was about a week and a half ago. And I was like, this is like one of my best friends up here. Like, what do I do?
Oh.
So I had him stand 20 feet away at the edge of his driveway.
Oh, my God.
And I stood at the other end, and we just yelled at each other for a little while.
Aw.
But, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, it was just nice to see people again.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be weird leaving and trying to start anew in another town. But, again, like, if I gotta say at least a few thank yous. I don't want to list people because then this podcast intro is going to take 6 hours. But just in general to the community of Fort McMurray, I got to say a massive thank you. Everybody's been just so accepting, and because everybody else comes from away, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I'm from Saskatchewan. You're from Ontario. Half the town, at least half the town, is from the East Coast.
Yep, yeah.
And everybody understands that. So they kind of invite you in kind of thing. And it was an awesome job. So a big thank you to everybody at Fort McMurray for making the past 5 years very memorable. I came here with a one-year plan, as so many people do.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it turned into five really quick. So a big thank you to everybody and anybody who tuned into the show ever. We're going to try and share a few fun moments with you from just this week's episode. And then we've also got a few extra former Mix hosts who call in to try to wish me well. I don't think it went as well as Steph thought, but we'll let you check it out. Enjoy, and thank you. Steph, we're starting to hit a weird point in the year. It's kind of the season of seasons.
I am not sure I get what you mean.
So it's like the time of year where everybody starts pointing out that we're getting into another season. You know what I'm saying? Like barbecue season is now here, you know?
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me try. Better watch out. It's tick season.
Yeah. That's definitely not all because it's also bear season now.
Oh, it definitely feels like a lawn mowing season.
Gotta mow those lawns because it's golf season, of course, too.
And in Fort McMurray, it's now blackout curtain season.
Oh, God, yeah. You know it. You know it. Might need some earplugs, though, too, because it's also motorbike season.
Oh, yes. I've seen some people complaining about that. Can't forget camping season.
Of course. How could we forget camping season? It's your favorite time of year. Also, how could I forget about camping season? Because every time I go, I remember that it's also mosquito and sunburn season, too. So.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So this week has been a pretty busy one over at the Mike Booth household. As we announced on Monday, this Friday, or tomorrow, I guess, is my last show on Mix. As
Broken I'm, heart.
Well, you say that now.
I am sad. I'm going to miss you, Mike.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll miss you as well.
Oh.
So I'm moving to Lethbridge, but what I have to do is pack,
oh.
Move stuff.
Yeah.
And it is my least favorite thing to do in the world.
Really?
I hate packing and moving.
Even like, for me, the worst favorite thing is cleaning the shower. I think I would rather pack up my house than clean the shower. Yes, it's so annoying.
Well, I gotta go clean out my shower tomorrow, so I'll swap you jobs if you want. I got a spare bedroom that still needs some stuff put away.
I'm keen.
Okay. All right. But you want to know exactly how much I hate packing?
How much?
Well, while I was doing it, I came up with a list of things I would rather do instead.
Whoa.
Of just packing.
What was on it?
I would rather drive a friend to the airport from Wood Buffalo, like the northernmost part of Fort McMurray, and then drive back to Wood Buffalo from the airport.
Wow. Okay.
I would rather scald my mouth on a piece of Hugh's pizza straight out of the oven. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
that cheese comes out of there at 10,000 degrees.
And you can't help but eat it right away because it's so delicious.
Exactly. But you know what else I'd rather do than pack up and move right now?
What?
I would rather bike up Super Test while towing the Fort McMurray Oil Barons bus.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Remember the other day we were driving together for something for work? And I got super excited because I saw a sign.
You saw the sign? And it opened up your eyes?
Yeah, to the fact that there's prizes if you fill out your census.
Is there?
Yeah. So there was one of those, like, you know, those orange and black signs, and it said, fill out your census.
Oh, okay, yeah, like one of those road signs.
Yeah. And it said I could get a prize. And, of course, we give away a lot of prizes here, but we can't enter. And so it's made me very, like, I want to win so bad.
Okay.
So I went home and promptly filled out my census excitedly and discovered.
Said the first Canadian ever.
Okay. Discovered that it said the sooner you fill out your census, the more chances you have to win these prizes. So I felt like, oh my gosh, I wish I knew this sooner. Would have filled it out earlier.
Yeah.
Yesterday, go and check the mail.
Yeah.
Federal census in my mailbox.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm not going to sleep on this. What if there's prizes for this one? There isn't. So
no.
If you're going to fill out one or the other, I mean, of course, they're going to come and knock in, but definitely.
Pretty sure government wants you to fill out both. But.
Yeah, but you should definitely do the municipal one first because there's like grocery gift cards up for grabs. Who doesn't want them? Right?
I guess.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph on Mix 103.7.
After yesterday, a lot of angry people on Facebook and Twitter, Steph, they're all yelling about the new restrictions. And I'm not going to pretend that I know what to do, but maybe there's an opportunity to at least have a little bit of fun with this.
Okay, what are you proposing?
So, everyone thinks they would make the perfect premier, right? Like, I mean, you've read the comments, I've read the comments, like, why don't they do this? I don't know, I'm not the premier.
Yeah, everybody's got their own ideas, for sure, and better ones, they think.
But what if we were the premier?
Ooh.
At least for a day.
Okay.
So, Steph, I'm going to give you the reins of the office of the Alberta premier for one whole day. I want to know, what are like one or two things you're going to do? And I mean, I encourage listeners to text in 791-1037. If you got a good idea, hey, let us hear it.
Okay, I think I'm going to give all the superhero healthcare workers and grocery store workers and everybody that's been kind of showing up for work every day throughout this pandemic a raise.
A raise? Okay, like how much?
Like enough that they feel like it's worth it to keep going to work, I guess.
Boy, that is really going to differ from one to the other. You got some like 16-year-old kid stocking produce who's going to be like, well, I'll take $50. And then you got the healthcare workers who are like, well, $50,000 might be nice.
For sure.
All right. Okay. Well, mine's less healthcare oriented. I mean, yours actually seems really nice and sweet. I was thinking about those hyperspeed trains.
Yep.
I want to invest in those for travel between cities. I travel in Canada is a nightmare if you drive. It takes 4 hours to get anywhere cool.
I mean, true, but at the same time, it's kind of like fun. You can make a playlist.
No, Fort McMurray to Edmonton is an eternity. The only reason that Edmonton to Calgary is okay is because you get to stop in Red Deer for burgers and donuts.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph on Mix 103.7.
Got to daydreaming a little bit yesterday.
That's typical.
Yeah, thinking about when this might be over, when we can go back to not wearing masks. And then I started to picture the pile of masks that I have. And I was like, what am I going to do with these when all this is over?
It's just a lot of fabric and paper that's just going to go by the wayside.
Right, like, because I get picture, like, lanyards that I have, you know, and you just kind of put them in a box. I'm like, am I just going to open a box one day and be like, wow, that was 2020. Like, there's all my masks.
I don't know. I feel like you would open a landfill and be like, oh, that was 2020.
Oh, ouch.
Well, what am I going to use it for?
Yeah, good question.
When am I going to go and do surgery on someone?
But maybe you could do, like, okay, this is what I was picturing. You know, people do, like, old shirts and they turn them into a quilt. Maybe you could.
Do you think I'm going to quilt?
No, but, like, me, maybe. My pile of masks.
Okay, well, that's more realistic. It's not going to be me.
No.
Unlike Justin Timberlake, it's not going to be me.
But, like, you know, 20 years from now, you might be, like, cuddled up on the couch and you look down and you think, oh, what a memory. All my masks.
No!
No?
Wow, look at this thing. It's made up of the masks I had to wear from that really crappy year and a half of my life.
Okay, but what else can we do with them? Can we, like,
burn them?
Doll hammocks?
No. We'll gather in Jubilee Plaza. We'll get a we'll get a big bonfire going. Everybody can throw their masks in. We'll be like, all right, let's drink and forget about this. And everybody will get screeched in that night. It'll be a fun time for all.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph. On Mix 103.7.
So very often on the show, Steph, there's a game we play where you try to give me this new term that you found, this new word, and I have to guess at what it means, and I'm always very wrong about it, and then you tell me about it, ha ha ha, I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
well, guess who's going to be the idiot today?
Oh, great, thank you for this. Okay.
So I've got a new term for you. It's the word choogie.
Choogie.
What do you think choogie means?
Okay, choogie. Okay, kind of like maybe like a Chewbacca baby, like a choogie. Cute little, you know, like what you call a Chewbacca child.
Sure.
Like
that's a Wookie.
Kangaroo is a Joey. Oh, really?
Chewbacca is the name of the Wookie.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I could be very wrong in this. It's Star Wars Day. Oh my God. If I get this wrong, the listeners are going to murder me.
They might with a Wookie. Choogie.
Any ideas?
It's like hucking up a loogie, but
ew.
It's chewable. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
There's people eating breakfast right now.
What's it mean?
Ew.
Let's take us out of our misery.
I need you to sit with those words for a minute.
No.
Choogie. Oh, my goodness. It's the term for the opposite of something that is trendy.
Oh.
So if something's trendy, something that's choogy is the opposite of it.
Like,
yeah, like, do you have any
2 years ago?
Sure. Yeah, like, there's a few different examples, like bell-bottom jeans would be choogy.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
boy, I can't get over what you thought it was going to be.
Okay, come on.
That's disgusting. I mean, another example of choogy would be you. You got the side part and the skinny jeans on today. You're pretty choogy over there, bud.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Today is May the 4th.
Be with you.
Damn it. Brutal. How do I fall for that? Come on.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Thank you.
Do you like Star Wars?
Not as much as most people like Star Wars. I feel like there's this very... There's really like two kind of theories on it. You either love Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Or you don't care at all. And for some reason, I kind of fall into this weird middle ground because I loved the original three movies when I was a kid. Like, okay. I watched them when I was like 3, 4, and 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the original ones with Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and whatever.
Right.
And then I had friends who got really into the next three movies. So I saw them, but didn't like them as much.
Right.
They didn't resonate with me. There wasn't as much excitement. Because I think because I watched the first ones with my dad, and he was, like, just jazzed about, you know, the original
Star
Wars movies.
Yeah. What about the last three movies?
Yeah, I could have cared less. I had to watch one once because I was staying with a friend at Christmas time, and he was really into it. So he made me watch one, and I was like, oh, it's completely out of context. I know none of the characters, none of the storyline, but I'll sit here and watch for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I have never watched them. That was never my thing.
You've never seen a Star Wars movie?
Well, then my husband and I were deciding what to watch, and he said, do you want to watch a movie about, like, a farmer raises his nephew, and then they end up having to save the world at the end? And I was like, yeah, sounds good, okay.
Boy, what a weird synopsis for that one.
all of a sudden, the Star Wars sky with that yellow text started going on the screen, and I was like, no. And he's like, you said yes. Terrible.
That is probably one of the weirdest, like, movie descriptions out there that I can think of.
Yeah, well, it's like, that's how he got me to watch it, but... Won't be doing that again. Not falling for that.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
So, Steph, this isn't something you hear about every single day, but down in Edmonton, the land people are starting a war against mermaids.
What? In Edmonton? They don't have any oceans nearby.
You got the Saskatchewan River flowing through, I think.
Okay, okay. Mermaids maybe live in there.
Maybe. I don't know. There's one woman. Her name's Krista Visinski. She's from Edmonton. She's determined to become a mermaid.
Oh.
Or to be a mermaid. Even if she's not allowed in the water, because right now the city is banned, the entire city of Edmonton has banned mermaid tails at public events and pools.
And why is this? Because they're easily drownable?
Oh, God. That's dark. I don't know. I just don't imagine that's it. It's probably like wearing flippers, honestly. Like, do you ever have to wear those?
Every once in a while, you know, if you're at like somebody's pool and they're like, oh, yeah. Look, this accessory is for you, and they're terrible.
Okay, fine. Your opinion. But yeah, like, I don't know. Are they that bad?
Well, I think if you want to wear a mermaid tail, I'm not really sure why you're going to be banned, unless it really is a drowning problem. Like, if it's just like, I just want to look really cool and shimmer under the water, maybe you're distracting other people and they're going to have a problem swimming.
You're swimming at like 2 miles an hour. You're not driving, you know, down Highway 63 in, you know, aggressive traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True. Okay.
Anyways, well, she started, this same lady started a petition again so that the city will allow it. She's already got 600 signatures on this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
So who knows? This could be a whole new world for you and me.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
It may not have been a picture-perfect weekend weather-wise, but the weather was definitely at least a little bit nicer.
Yeah, the sun was out in some parts of the city for most of the weekend.
People felt like they could get out of the house a little bit, somewhere for walks, but I noticed a lot more people were out on motorbikes on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, I would say, like, I joke and I actually wrote half the town, and that's exaggerating, but there were, like, a lot of them. Like, almost too many. It's like anybody who owned as much as a scooter was out in some sort of socially distanced motorcycle gang.
You know what? I'm fully on board with that because I cannot wait to get in my kayak and I'm just like waiting for a river breakup and for it to be safe. So if the sun is out and you can get that thing that's been waiting 6 months to come out, I think you should do it.
Okay. I don't imagine a kayak gang is anything like a motorcycle gang.
Probably not.
But it's very interesting when you think about motorcycle gangs, because on one hand, you would feel like intimidated by them, right? Like it's a large group of people with these big, heavy, roaring engines, right?
Right.
But then you realize it's just a bunch of people who miss being around their friends.
Aww.
It's kind of cute.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Mike, how many streaming services do you have?
Ooh, quite a few. Netflix, Disney Plus, Crave...
Prime.
Yeah, my girlfriend has Prime, but we don't ever really use it for anything.
When you go to like find a movie, do you find yourself being like, do I want to watch on Disney Plus or Netflix?
No.
Oh, nothing
Always
there.
Netflix.
Craze. Always Netflix.
Netflix first, and if not, Netflix has nothing, and then you kind of like, okay, maybe Crave has something. But Crave's just got like all the Netflix rejects, it usually feels like, unless they've got a cool original.
Okay.
Same thing with Disney Plus. I don't usually like watch a ton of Disney movies.
Well, you might now. I have an idea for you.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this new like search engine called Movie of the Night.
Yeah.
And you can literally put like what you're feeling like if you're like, I would like a dramatic adventure movie or something like that.
Okay.
And then you can also say what years you kind of are looking for. Like you're like, I don't want to watch a dramatic adventure from the 70s. I'd prefer like the 2000s or something.
Okay, I get you.
But then. The real kicker is that you can be like, I have Disney Plus, I have Crave, I have Netflix all available to me. Tell me which movie I should watch. And it will give you this whole list of movies that are on the streaming services that you actually have.
You know, Netflix has a shuffle button now,
I
too,
know,
right?
But it's only for Netflix. This is for all of your streaming services catered explicitly for just your streaming services.
What was that word? One more time?
Explicitly.
What was that?
Don't Don't make fun.
Exclusively, I believe, is the word, isn't it?
I think either would work. Explicitly. Explicitly for you.
Now I need a dictionary.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Okay, Mike, as we've been doing all morning, we've been having some special guests on from your 5 years here in Fort McMurray and at the station, and we've got a past friend here to tell a little story about you.
Okay. Chris was pretty forgettable. Hopefully this next one's a little bit better.
Good morning, Steph and Mike. It's Elizabeth Priest here, the former morning show host of Mix 103.7. Mike, I'm really going to miss you, buddy. We've had some good time. It was great beating you at badminton almost every game we played.
Yep.
Golf, you're okay. That's fine. You're a decent golfer. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But thank you. I think I'll most miss our nights out, especially 2 weeks when you started into being at Mix 103.7. It was Christmas time. We had a nice staff Christmas party. Mm-hmm. You and some other people had started at my place for just some beverages before we walked down, and you were feeling good. And then you had to go to the washroom. Didn't make it in time.
Nope.
And you gave an early Christmas present to a few tables near the bathroom, all over their tables, in fact, and the floor.
Yep.
And
a jacket
you really
as well.
Costed a jacket. Yeah, yep. You really costed the company a lot of money in your first 2 weeks, because we had to pay for all these poor people's early Christmas present,
yep,
all over their tables, floors, jackets. For us, though, it was very entertaining.
Yep. And that's how I got that's how I got an award named after me. So I think I'm leaving a legacy. Is that how that works?
Yep. Sure. Yep. The Mike Booth Award.
Oh, my goodness.
The award handed out at every Christmas party to the most sober?
Least sober, I think, is the way that goes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Lil, thanks. That was awesome. It was great to hear from you again.
Good luck. Best luck in your future, Mike, and good thing that you're not moving at Christmas time.
Thank God.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
You know, Mike, it's your last day, and you've been here a while, like 5 years. You've worked with quite a few different people, and I thought this morning maybe we could call up a couple of our past coworkers and have them wish you a fair farewell.
Okay. Oh, I hear somebody over there. Who's up first?
Is it me that's first?
Oh, no. Hey, Chris Ash, how's it going, buddy?
Well, I mean, I it's a matter of time. I thought eventually Mike will quit radio.
Am I that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It's great. It's been great to hear from you as well. Thank you.
Chris, I asked you for nice things.
Oh, nice. Sometimes your hair looks okay.
Okay.
Not that that matters in radio, but
no.
Sometimes there a handful of days where I was like, wow, Mike's hair looks okay today.
Thank you. Most days I wear a hat, so you don't see it all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That would make sense.
Wow. 5 years in Fort McMurray, summed up like that.
But I think people might miss you, Mike. They
really
might miss those puns.
No, they might.
They might.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. Thank you, Chris.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
All right, Mike, we've been having guests all morning on the show to celebrate your 5 years here in Fort McMurray and the fact that you're leaving us. But this last guest worked with you for a while. You've got a long history with them. They had a lot of fun when you guys were switching your shows over.
Okay. Who do we got here?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, no. How's it going, buddy?
You sound so excited to hear from me.
Okay, so for anybody who may not be aware or familiar with the voice, you want to identify yourself?
Yeah, you would know me as Tyler Holosuk from the Mixed Drive Home show many moons ago.
Yep.
In the before times.
Oh, you want to talk a long time ago, man. You and I have worked together for a long time, well before even we got to Fort McMurray. You remember, I originally actually met you in Estevan, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, we were like, what, 17 and 18? We
toddlers.
Toddlers.
Well, yeah, and then you left me there in the middle of nowhere, Saskatchewan, and then you moved up here.
I did. I abandoned you. But the moment there was a job opening, I was like, oh, hire Mike.
That's right. And then you brought me up again to kind of the middle of nowhere again, but that's all right. We had a lot of fun, dude.
From the middle of the prairies to the middle of the forest.
That's right. That's pretty much what it was. Any specific memory that sticks out with you over the course of us working together, or just like a culmination of things?
I mean, this one's probably one I shouldn't tell, but it's really funny. I think we mentioned it in the podcast too back before.
Back when we used to do a podcast together.
Fired because we left in the middle of our morning shows back in Estevan to go capture a gym or whatever in Pokemon Go.
Oh, man.
And we got caught on the security cameras. And we were, as we said, toddlers.
Yes. As I remember, I believe that was your fault, the reason we got caught, but we don't need to get into all that.
Well, it was 100% my fault. I felt terrible.
We all lied to try and protect you, but it's fine. In the end, we all kept our jobs. It was good. Man, I got to say, it is fantastic to hear your voice again. Thanks for calling in, man.
You know what isn't good to hear? What? The next morning show is Mike.
Oh, come on. Come on. Is that a callback? Is that a callback to the old show?
Love you, buddy.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.